Thank you for tuning in to the Champions Diet podcast of the Champions of Destiny Foundation. We want to look at the Jesus talk about investment. I have heard severally that money is neutral and powerless. But I want to take a different view. And money is not neutral. Money is controlled, is influenced, and it can also control, is a master. So Jesus has some harsh things to say about wealth, savings, and investing. See, but his positive teachings far outweighs the negative. You see, Jesus came to teach and bring us into the kingdom. And every kingdom exists on laws governing the systems, including the economic system. Now, the kingdom of God has its economic system. And the economy of God is run unlimitedly. That means there is no limitation to its resources. It is not subject to deflation or inflation. In fact, the economy of heaven is a perfect system. And the good news is that you can connect to the economy of heaven. Now, let's learn from Jesus' parables and his words in the gospel pertaining his teachings on investments. Our first drift is Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 to 21. Do not store up riches for yourself here on earth, where moths and rust destroy, and robbers break in and steal. Instead, store up riches for yourselves in heaven, where moths and rust cannot destroy, and robbers cannot break in and steal. For your hearts will always be where your riches are. So the first thing that Christ is teaching us here is to trust God and not the economic system of this world. See, God is your real wealth. God gives basic seed wealth to everyone that enters into this world. He gave us lifetime, he gave us talent, he gave us treasures in form of people or resources. That is just to begin with. You see, God is your wealth. Your heart originally is to be with God. When man fell from God and built his own system, his heart and the heart of every other human started drifting away from God into whatever became their source of wealth. So it is important to get back to the original plan, where God is your wealth, and trust Him alone. See, never trust in riches or investments, no matter how solid the system may be. And if you look at the scripture, another clear thing that Jesus is teaching us from this very passage is solid storage system. When there is this Panama paper leak, we saw that people of different nations invest in other great nations. But Jesus is teaching us that you can also invest, you can also have your storage package in heaven. Now, when the economy of a particular nation is failing, your investment in another nation can still stand. See, when you sow in other nations, when this economy is failing, you can go back to your storage. So where is your main storage? Jesus said you can connect your storage to heaven. Now, another words of Jesus is recorded in Luke chapter 19, verse 11 to 26. Let me try and read it. He said, "A man of noble birth went to a distant country to lay claim to his kingship and then return. Beforehand, he called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 minas. Conduct business with this until I return," he said to them. So when he returned from procuring his kingship, he summoned the servants to whom he had given the money to find out what each one had earned. The first servant came forward and said, "Master, your miner has produced 10 more miners." His master replied, "Well done, good servant, because you have been faithful in very small matter, you shall have authority over 10 cities." The second servant came and said, "Master, your miner has made 5 miners." And to this one, he said, "You shall have authority over 5 cities." Then another servant came and said, "Master, here is your miner, which I have laid away in a piece of cloth, for I was afraid of you because you are a harsh man. You withdraw what you did not deposit and reap what you did not sow." His master replied, "You wicked servant, I will judge you by your own words. So you knew that I am a harsh man, withdrawing what I did not deposit and reaping what I did not sow. Why then did you not deposit my money in the bank, and upon my return I could have collected it with interest? Then he told those standing by, "Take the mina from him and give it to the one who has 10 minas."
"Master," they said, "he already has 10.
He replied, "I tell you that everyone who has will be given more, but the one who does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him." Wonderful. The lesson we are learning from this is this: to conserve or save is the least you can do to the seed wealth God has given to you. In itself, it's not enough. Conserve your time, conserve your talent and your treasure. That is what Champions of Destiny is teaching us that we have and we should invest. See, when we talk about investment, it's not just about money. We are referring to your time, we are referring to your talent, we are referring to treasure, whatever it may be. So you have to conserve this and make sure there is interest. From what you earn, from what you have now, you ought to keep something aside for investment, no matter how little it may be. And from what Jesus taught us again from this parable, he said, "Do business, earn something till I come." So learn to do business. Learn to earn with what you have. If you value what you have, you will use it and it will appreciate. It's a normal factor in life. But if you do not value it, you will lose it and get nothing at the end. Well, the only thing you may have is hunger and poverty. So you have to treasure it. You have to value your time. You have to value your talent. You have to value your treasure. Your treasures can be in the form of resources, whatever that resources may be, or whatever you want to mention. If you value them, you will use them. They will appreciate. If you don't, you will lose them and gain a lot of hunger and poverty. Now let's go to John Gospel chapter 12 verse 25. This one Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds." Wonderful. Now, what are we learning from this? If you hold on to your resources, it remains as it is. But if you let it go, if you sacrifice it, if you invest it wisely, it will multiply. You discover the riches in what God has given to you when you cultivate it. You know, that's what he told Adam, to cultivate the earth. He gave him something and he said, cultivate it, make it grow. So whatever God has given to you, cultivate it. Cultivate good use of your time, your talent, your treasures, which may be in the form of relationship and resources, as we have said. Let's look at another words of Jesus, clearly from the Master himself. Luke chapter 15. Verse 8, it says, "Suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Doesn't she light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it?" Yeah, it's a parable about the kingdom, but it's also about wealth. What is it teaching here? Treasure every dime that enters your hand and be accountable for it. Don't treasure that one that is in your hand. When you lose 10, you will see, I mean 10 is made up of 1 in 10 places. So when you lose 1, it's no longer 10, it's 9. You see? And when you lose 1, you are careless about it. You will lose another, it becomes 8. You lose another, it becomes 7. So treasure every dime that enters your hand and be accountable for it. Now, Luke chapter 16, verse 10 to 11, another of Jesus' words. He says, "He who is faithful in a very little thing is faithful also in much. He who is unrighteous in very little thing is unrighteous also in much." So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? Worldly wealth is not the true riches. There's something called true riches. Now, what are we learning from this? It is simple. Be wise. Be wise, because money that enters your hand is a test. The resources you have is a test. If you use it well, if you are faithful in it, the Bible says you'll be entrusted with greater things, things of greater value. See, you have to be faithful in the little things that are with you now. Jesus teaches us to be faithful with money, no matter how little we have now. So be faithful now. Don't wait until later. Look at a powerful one again. Luke chapter 6 verse 38. The Master himself says, "Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, and running over will be put into your lap," that is into your bosom. "For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you." Another lesson here. Jesus' teaching about investment
involves generosity. See, but the generosity is not just giving to the poor, giving to the kingdom work. It's also giving as investments. The measure you put in the giving or in the sacrifice or in the investment determines the magnitude of what will be measured back to you. That is the magnitude of your returns. I pray that may you never lack investment capital in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, another of Jesus' words in Matthew chapter 13, verse 44. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in the field, which a man found and hid again. And from joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Now, Jesus is not telling us to go and sell everything to make investment. No, it's not everyone that he calls to say, sell all you have and give to the poor. But what is the lesson we are drawing from here? Be sure of what you want to invest in. The man saw the land, he saw the treasure, he was so sure of it, he secured it. Then he went to find resources to get that land. So be sure of what you want to invest in, secure it, get the resources, and invest in it. Why? Because one right investment can change the course of your life. Now let's look at Luke chapter 14, verse 28. It says, "For which of you, desiring to build a tower, does not first sit down and count the costs, whether he has enough to complete it?" What is the lesson here? Before you invest, get the details and plan. So you have to know the details. You have to know what is involved. What is the company? What do they do? Plan your investments. In other words, don't die today or don't deprive your family of basic necessities because you are investing for tomorrow. For crying out loud, you ought to be alive to enjoy your investment of tomorrow. Now, Matthew chapter 21, verse 33 to 34. Another of Jesus' words. Listen to another parable Jesus gave us. "There was a landowner who planted a vineyard and put a wall around it and dug a wine press in it and built a tower and rented it out to vine growers and went on a journey. And when the harvest time approached, he sent his slaves to the vine growers to receive his produce." What's the lesson here? Be a good steward of God's resources in your care. And invest in what will yield a good return. The master expects huge return. So you should also expect return. In fact, expect great harvests. Let's look at Mark chapter 4, verse 8. "And other seeds fell into the good soil, and as they grew up and increased, they yielded the crop and produced 30, 60, and 100 fold." If you remember, this is a parable of the sower went out to sow. Some seed fell on the path, birds came to take it, some fell on rock, some fell among thorns. Now this seed fell on good soil. So what is the lesson from this? What is the investment lesson from this parable? Be mindful of where you invest. Some investments wrongly done will give you bad returns. So check out the field, that is the company you want to invest in. Consider if their values are in line with yours, because you won't want to use the master's resources for something that is anti-God's kingdom. Now we go to Mark chapter 8, verse 36. Hear what Jesus said. "For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul?" What is this lesson? Whatever investment you make, it must not be at the expense of your soul. Otherwise, it is useless. It is invalid. Your soul is the greatest thing. It should never be compromised. So it is interesting to see how Jesus' parables and teachings bring us towards learning more about investment. So I don't know if you also know one or two parables or stories of Jesus that are specifically talking to you about investment. Anyway, this has also blessed your life. Kindly share in the comment section and God will bless you. I pray that as you invest your time, your talents, your treasures, that you will receive a rich harvest in Jesus' name. Amen. So this is Champions of Destiny Foundation, giving wings to your dreams. Shalom.